I'd love to be able to know what to say right now, but I'm still trying to figure out what happened. I mean, that was an unbelievable. Come what happened in there.
All right, well, Coach Collins will make an opening statement. I'll take questions. You got a microphone. Please raise your hand if you have a question.
Well, I'd love to be able to know what to say right now, but I'm still trying to figure out what happened. I mean, that was an unbelievable college basketball game, guys. I mean, for you guys that were here, you don't get a chance to see games like that very often. The shot making of both teams was incredible. You know, anytime they went on a little bit of run, we hit some shots. Anytime we went on a little bit of run, their guys hit some, and not just easy shots, incredible shots. I mean, I didn't feel like any team lost that game. It was just we were able to make one more play. Alex Ola was incredible. You know, we felt we would have a little bit of an advantage with him in this game, and he delivered. And I thought what was key was the first time we played him, when Alex was hurting them, they went to a zone, and we weren't able to punish the zone, so they stayed in it. And tonight, I thought every time they went zone, we scored. So they went back to the man, and that's what you have to do. And, you know, for the courage of our guys, you know, really, our two seniors, you know, Brian McIntyre, and he'll never make excuses, but he's been bedridden for 2 days. He hadn't done anything. He's been sick as a dog. You could see his energy level. So for Dave to step in the way he did and to run the team on his senior night, and then, you know, for Brian to come in and make the free throws at the end when he wasn't at his best. And then, of course, for what Jershon did, you know, Jershon hit some big baskets. His veteran leadership on the floor, I thought, was key. You know, when we're playing our zone, I mean, they present a lot of problems because they have shooters and they're cutting. And just I thought Jershon on the back line, the way he was talking, and came up with some big buckets, hit a couple big threes when we needed them. And, look, I could go on and on. We don't win any games unless everyone doesn't play well because our margin for error is so slim. And I have to credit, you know, Coach Brian James because, you know, in the NBA, you have tons of side out of bounds plays. And, you know, he's been an NBA assistant for 18 years. And one of the jobs of the assistants in the NBA is you have to, there's so many side out of bounds because you can advance the ball, you know, at the end of games. So you get the ball and side out. So he has a million side out of bounds plays. And the play he drew up for the last three to send it, you know, into double overtime, you know, the guys executed perfectly. We got exactly what we wanted, and Trey made a huge shot. So that was him, you know, that was a great credit to him. And that's why it's a team win. You know, everybody contributes. And certainly for us, it's a program building win, you know, to beat, you know, Michigan, of course, without having LeVert and Walton, and they've been besieged with injuries. But Michigan is an elite program, and Coach Beilein is an elite coach. And anytime you have an opportunity to beat a program like that, it's program changing. And, you know, what we've done here the last couple weeks to really salvage a good year for us has been a credit to our players. And I'm really proud of all those guys in that locker room. So I'm open for questions.
Eight rebounds for Jershon, 33 minutes, a lot of hustle plays. I mean, did you ever expect that he'd be able to go out on the floor and do that tonight?
I did not expect 33 minutes. I did not expect 14 points, and I did not expect eight rebounds. But that's the will of Jershon, and he's talked about it. I thought he was done for the year, guys. I really was. I didn't expect him to play tonight. And really, yesterday is when he came. I thought I was coaching LeBron or something. He just came up to me, and he said, I'm playing tomorrow. And so, well, thanks for telling me. So, and not only did he play, but he was tremendous. And, guys, it is not easy to play when you haven't played in a month. I don't care how talented you are. I don't care how good you are. When you haven't played and hadn't hardly done anything and you got stress fractures and a banged-up body and you come out on your last game and get 14-8 and help your team win, it's a special night for that guy, and I'm really happy for him.
Coach, Brian James drew up the side out of bounds play.
The one when we hit the last three to go into double OT. Yeah.
And were you surprised Machine didn't foul?
I don't know. I mean, it was, maybe, I guess. I mean, our thinking right there is we need a three. So the good thing about it was really quick hitting. when you take a foul at the end of the game, you got to take a foul when a guy dribbles. And really, they may have had a quick chance to get Jershon. We threw it to Jershon, and we were looking opposite. But when Trey caught it, he caught and shot. So you can't foul. You know, it's kind of like we did with the Iowa game with Utah. He never put it on the floor. So it's hard to take a foul because you risk giving up a three-shot foul. So, you know, the credit to our guys is we got rid of it quickly, and we really didn't give them an opportunity. But, you know, I don't know what their strategy was, but, you know, fortunately we had Trey Demps on our side. I mean, to hit two threes in, what, 7.5 seconds? You don't see that very often. What a game.
Coach, how much passion was there between the players both pregame and during the game since it was senior night?
Yeah, a lot of passion. Our guys love each other, man. You don't go through what we went through and losing 10 games in a row and then win 5 out of 6 without having some substance in your locker room. You just don't. And that's not me. That's those guys. I mean, they refuse to give up on the year. They love playing with one another. So there's a lot of passion. And it's really fun to see. And I say it all the time, man. My job is to put those guys in position, and then they play. I mean, those guys made the play. They're the ones that deserve all the credit because that shot making and the plays we were making and how we were hustling in the zone and trying, and even still they were throwing in shots. And I'm going to kill Aubrey Dawkins. I've known him since he's 3 years old. And I've kind of been like an uncle to him. And the son of a gun comes in here and does that to me. So I'm gonna have some words with him after. And, you know, obviously he was tremendous. But what a game. You know, both teams were great.
Chris, you gave Ola like a 2.5 minute rest during that first half. Michigan, I think, went on a 12-0 run.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. Are you regretting giving Ola that much time on the bench?
Well, I guess we could have played him 46 minutes instead of 44. But, yeah, I mean, we're a different team when Alex is in the game. I mean, we're a different team on both ends, his presence offensively, but also what he does for us with our zone. You know, he's big at the basket. It's hard to score down there. He's rebounding, blocking shots. And, you know, those other guys do what they can. But, I mean, what is the guy? He goes for 25 and 12. I mean, it's a pretty good idea for me to have him on the court as much as possible. He hyperextended his knee a little bit too, so I had to take him out there for a possession, but he's okay. But, and you got to find some rest for the guy. I mean, he's 275 pounds. Like, it's not easy playing that kind of minutes, but he was great.
I think it was Trey's last shot in regulation.
What's that?
Trey's last shot in regulation.
Yeah.
Strictly ad-lib or?
Yeah, I mean, we called a play early. Michigan kind of blew it up, and then we wanted to give Trey the space. He's really good with that step-back shot going left. And, you know, sometimes at the end of the game, with a really good score and a shot maker, the best thing to do is just get out of his way. You know, sometimes when you bring a ball screen, they can trap you. And our play kind of blew up on us, and we just told everyone get out of his way, and you know, we wanted him to make a play. And, you know, I mean, the three threes he makes, I mean, the one I thought was incredible was when we were down 6 and he gets the rebound and dribbles out and hits the step back three to cut it to 3 before, you know, we were able to get that turnover. So it was incredible. And then we got the lead, and Albrecht throws one in, and Irvin throws one in, and I mean, both teams just made play after play. And that's why you hate to see somebody lose on a night like tonight, because I thought both teams were worthy of winning.
Chris, have you guys discussed as a goal to finish at or about 500 and perhaps qualify?
You know what? We really haven't talked about it. Our whole focus right now is to try to move up in the Big Ten. You know, we really haven't talked about NIT or winning record or any of that kind of stuff. The main thing we've talked about is, you know, if we take care of our business, we might be able to move up in the conference. And, you know, 2 weeks ago, we're in last. You know, and now, you know, you win 5 out of 6, and you put yourself in a position going to a really good, I mean, I saw Iowa win again tonight. I mean, it's going to be a difficult game playing up there. But, you know, we're just trying to take every game and trying to win each game that's in front of us. We really haven't talked as a team about trying to go to the NIT or trying to have a winning run. I mean, all those things take care of itself. Our focus has been, let's move up in the Big Ten and try to get as high as we can in the standings before this thing's over.
What did your team learn during that losing streak, you think? And how's that? Has that has there been any benefit for it that, you know, down?
Yeah, I mean, I think you learn a lot through adversity. You learn a lot about people's character when you go through tough times. You learn about how much fight you have in your belly. All of us, coaches, players, you know, it's easy to play hard and it's easy to do things when everything's going great. But how are you going to be when things aren't going great? And again, you have to drown out the periphery, you know, that, you know, maybe this program isn't going in the right direction and all that kind, and, you know, freshmen aren't playing well and all that kind of stuff. And we just said, relax. We got a young team. We're going to keep fighting and we're going to turn it around. And that's what those guys have done. And obviously this stretch, I've really enjoyed coaching my team. And I've always enjoyed, they're great guys. But seeing the way we've improved and seeing the progress of each of them individually and seeing the progress of our team is a great feeling for a coach.
I have one more.
How do you keep the team from getting, having a letdown after, you know, having such a peak like this, big win on senior night and double overtime? How do you get them from making that the peak of the season?
Well, you got to, again, it's just like the lows. You know, when you get drilled at Illinois, you got to, the other night, that's a low. And you got to go in the locker room and say, hey, we got a game on Tuesday. And now we have an amazing high. And you know what? We got a game on Saturday. So you can't get too high when things are going great. And you can't get too low when things are not going well. So it'll be our job. Our guy, we need some rest. You know, McIntosh, again, like I said, has been really sick. Ola plays 44 minutes. Jershon, guys are going to be banged up. And the good thing about playing Tuesday is we have kind of an extra day now to get ourselves ready for a really good Iowa team that's making a surge. You know, they're playing, to me, as good as anybody in the league, really since our game, since we played them. They've been tremendous. And so we know what's ahead of us. Our guys know how good Iowa is because we just played them. So it's we need to get rested. We need to get rejuvenated. And let's go to Iowa City and see what we can do on Saturday afternoon.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Thank you, guys.
Alice Ola, Trey Dempse, and Jershon Cobb next.